Om Shanti. Good morning. Today, Baba's talking to the double foreigners. Baba's talking to the UK souls, the teachers from abroad. So February and the continuation of Baba's special sustenance for Baba's children from foreign lands. And today Baba's asked us to look at the picture that's been created for each one, to look at the self and to see the quality of purity, the quality of royalty, and the quality of relationships and the closeness in relationships. Purity, and Baba's talked about the total purity of thoughts, words and actions, of course, but in particular how strong is and stable has been the quality of purity since we came to Baba, to be able to check that and see the self. And in terms of purity, we can see that the light, the brightness of the soul is connected with this. And so Baba's talking about how the aura radiates and to what extent it does. Is it just like a crown on the head or the full body? Is it from the top to the bottom, right to my toes? Or is it not that much? And of course, when you think about the image of the angels, it's light radiating everywhere. It's not just light radiating from one part, but the whole form. And so is Sangam Yuga, the Brahman stage, is the preparation and the study to be able to transform and reach the angelic stage. Then very easily I can move into the deity stage. Then I can see how close or not so close I am to my own angelic form. And the second, royalty. And early days people used to not be clear about this word royalty. But I think over the years that's become very, very clear, that when Baba's talking about royalty, Baba's talking about reality, the truth. And so to what extent is there the power of truth? And then thirdly, relationships and the closeness of relationships and the quality of relationships. And is it that my friendship or my connection extends to a small circle? Or is it that my attitude of connecting extends to the wide, unlimited circle in which I see the whole of the Brahman family as belonging to me and me belonging to them? So Baba's gone into very specific questions about how we can look at the self and see how far we've come. But when Baba's talking to the teachers, Baba's taking up another very, very interesting aspect, and that is the whole subject of culture. And yesterday in the UK teachers' gathering in Leicester, we took up the subject of spiritual culture. And so it was interesting to see the connection of the topic yesterday. You can't hear? No Tamil translation? No Hindi translation? Ah, Shivali Ben has gone. Okay. Is there Tamil translation? No? Okay. So the subject of culture, but in the short extract we heard from Baba in yesterday's Murli, Baba was connecting culture very much with purity, that the culture of Brahman life is purity, and that's a beautiful definition. And so yes, what Baba said in the first part of the Murli and then to the teachers is very much connected. But Baba's also highlighted something else that comes in, and it's very relevant to what's going on in the world today. And Baba's saying that if there's that consciousness of being part of the Brahman family, and my rebirth has meant that I'm now part of the Brahman culture, then there's the possibility of unity. And yes, there can still be a difference of opinion, but definitely it's the basis for unity, the oneness of the family. And as soon as I start thinking about my culture and your culture, then that's the basis for a split. And you and me. And so you're separate, I'm separate, and I think I'm right and I'm better and you think the same. So you can see how that foundation of you and me has really created so much division within the world. But Baba said that in the Brahman family also, if we stay in that limited consciousness of you and me, then there's definitely going to be a split there. And so the heart's desire is that oneness, to have that unity. And in that, the only way to be able to achieve it is through that awareness of one family, one culture. And it's a fact that when I remember my spiritual rebirth, and remember it not just early morning in meditation, but remember who I am as a Brahman, my new birth, my new way of thinking, my new way of being, my new way of living. If that pervades everything that I do through the day, then it's a highly spiritual awareness in which I'm connected with everyone within the Brahman family in a very beautiful way. And where I forget about my Brahman rebirth, and that is the whole foundation, the question of how do I see myself, my own identity. And I might be practicing soul consciousness, and I might be thinking that, well, it's okay. But then when traces of nationalism come up, and I see that everywhere, not just in one part of the world, but I don't want to be specific about different labels and different names, but where I identify with the Laukic culture of Kali Yuga, it becomes an issue, it becomes a problem. And so am I able to transcend the place in which this costume was born? Not just the gender of the costume, not just the family into which I was born, but the color of the costume, the culture where the costume took birth, or even if it didn't take birth there, where my ancestors are originally from. Sometimes it goes generations and generations deep. And so when I say I belong to this culture and your culture is different, and it brings in many, many different aspects. Think about food. Big, 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 big story. Huge. Food governs our life in a very big way. And so I'm used to this, I'm not used to this. I can manage this, I can't manage this. And yes, there are sometimes factors of health that come in, but generally it's whatever it is I'm used to, that I'm comfortable with. And getting above and beyond those things is the whole story of transformation. And so to what extent am I able to maintain the state of soul consciousness in which that pure state of just the spiritual awareness of who I am, who I belong to, and my vision towards others in the same way, that this is my family and we belong together and we're moving in the same direction together. Sometimes you find how even though people are from very, very different backgrounds, if they share a similar goal, I'm talking about Lokic life, if they share a similar goal, that goal brings them together and unites them very, very powerfully. And so here, all of us with that same goal of attaining perfection, and we are students at Baba's University, to be able to claim that degree, the degree of 16 celestial degrees complete. And so to be able to check the quality of my purity and am I moving in that direction. And those also talked about the speed of my movement. And obviously as time races on, we are more and more aware that a lot has to be done in a short space. And I'm not talking about service, I'm talking about the transformation of the soul. And so managing to achieve a lot within that time. But also reality. What is it that's real and true? And surely the things that Baba's teaching me, the principles that Baba's teaching me, are beyond culture on the Lokic level. It's very easy to confuse Brahmin culture with Indian culture. But in fact, Baba's asking us to see, well, what is the reality? What is the truth? What is it that's going to help you attain that stage where you're so close to God that God's power is able to transform you and bring you to your stage of perfection? And so you can see how if I go above this idea of this thing, but I ask myself this question, what is reality? What is the truth? What is it that Baba's asking of me? And why is it that Baba has given us this particular principle to follow? And in terms of principles, it isn't cultural. The principles that Baba's talking about apply to all of us. And then it's our choice. Is this what I choose to do? And am I going to be able to follow it through in my life? And is this what I want? So applying that principle of truth and reality, royalty, that's going to allow me to again move into the spiritual culture of Brahman life and be able to maintain it, recognizing its value and understanding it and wanting to adhere to it. Any time that I dismiss one of the principles as being cultural, I'll give you a simple example, and maybe it's not so simple. What I've found over the last little while is that sometimes we forget the importance of offering bhog. And sometimes people have dismissed that as, well, this is cultural. Well, I don't know many Indian homes where they actually cook in God's remembrance and offer to God in the way that Baba's taught us. And only then do you mix it in with everything and then you share with the family. I know that in temples they do that, and that's prasad and holy food, but I don't know of many families that do that. Sometimes they have a little shrine in their home and they keep some offering, fruits or nuts or sweets in front of that. But to actually follow the Brahman system of purity of thought, of purity of action, cleanliness, all of that, all the things that are associated with bhog. Think about how bhog is prepared in Madhuban, how bhog is offered in Madhuban. We used to see Lachudari bring the bhog tray with such reverence. It was literally reverence. And when Lachudari passed away, one of the questions we all had was, who's going to be nominated to carry the bhog tray for Baba? And it turned out to be the brothers who were helping her, which is the logical choice. It shouldn't be anybody outside that department. And we see the brothers now bringing the bhog with that same love. And it was always Daddy Lachu who did it. But think about the purity, the cleanliness, the love, and the reality, the truth, that it is God who has given me everything, and it is right and righteous to first offer to the one who has given. And if I do that, then yes, God is constantly going to take care of me. If I forget that it's God who has given, and I begin to think, well, this is a cultural thing and I don't need to bother with it, and I can just cook and keep food in the freezer for 7 days and every Sunday do my cooking. I've sort of missed out on a very important aspect of Brahman culture, spiritual culture, that which is going to bring me closer to God. I remember people saying to Daddy that, well, sometimes we just want to eat fruits or salads. And Daddy would say, that's fine. But firstly, offer it to Baba. Even if you don't want to cook every day. But, and she also say them, but, you know, I used to always cook for Baba. Even if it was one chapati and a little bit of vegetables. Even if I didn't need to cook for 5 people or whatever, I would definitely cook just for one Baba. Think about Baba, your child, and you don't feel like eating. Well, mothers know what it feels like. And brothers can experiment and try it. But I might not want to eat, but am I going to let the child starve? And yes, God's not waiting for my food, but my connection, my relationship. And so just to see what is behind each aspect of Brahman life that Baba has taught us. And if I look at it, then I'll see how the whole purpose is to allow my intellect to be even more deeply connected to Baba than it is. And if I continually keep checking, then the reality, the truth, the royalty will shine out and I'll understand why Baba's asking me to do something. So, bhog is one aspect, but it's easy to dismiss several other things about Brahman life, but just to know that there's a good reason for doing things. I think the big difference for me between bhakti and gyan is this. Bhakti, there's a system you follow, and you follow it, and even if you ask questions, you don't necessarily get any answers except that you're told that, well, it's a tradition, we've always done it, and so we'll always carry on doing it. Our ancestors did this, so we have to do this also. But at the point where I come to Baba, then everything about jnana is understanding. Jnana is not just knowledge, but jnana is understanding. And so whatever it is we are doing, Baba has explained, and now I understand. And so I appreciate it, and I do it with that love. All the festivals that we are observing over the last little while, there's been Navratri, there's been Dasara, there's been Diwali, and Bharat. it's a time for celebration. Everything is a time for celebration. But now what we do is understand why Baba's asking us to do certain things. And so we follow with that clarity and awareness. And yes, we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate Diwali. But when we do whichever it is we are doing, whatever it is we are doing, the key thing is, what is the significance of all of this? And so when Baba says, let there be the understanding of everything, there's a very lovely comment that Baba has made to the teachers again, and it's Yog Yukt and Raz Yukt. And Baba's point is that it's not enough just to say, I'm having good yoga, but I have to connect it with Raz Yukt, understanding the significance of everything that's going on, so that then my behavior is as is needed according to the moment. Yukti Yukt. Easy to say, well, I'm connected with Baba, I'm in yoga, and I don't have to worry about anyone else. No, Baba is saying, understand. Understand what is the significance of everything. And of course, Baba has emphasized the whole subject of closeness in relationships, and to be able to check that also. Again, very much part of the spiritual culture that Baba is teaching us. Today, families are scattered all over the world, and sometimes people still stay close, even though physically they may be far away. But sometimes far away, and maybe it's only twice a year at birthdays and festival days that there's a phone call, and the rest is very cool. But within the Brahmin family also, to what extent is there the closeness of hearts? And so if there's a closeness of hearts, then surely there will be that experience of the unity of the family and the strength of the family that comes through that unity. Many things that Baba's talked about today. Baba's message to the UK Wallahs is very interesting, but I'll let you wait for it and hear what Baba has to say about it. But it's powerful. So, lots of love from Daddy. Yesterday we were able to connect with her on WhatsApp. We had all these fancy computers, but somehow they weren't doing the job. And so then a little phone and WhatsApp did the job, so that we could at least hear Daddy very well. And she's in sparkling form, and she wants to come to London. And Hansa's telling her, but Daddy, there's 10,000 people in Madhuban. How can you say I want to go to London now? So, very definitely her love for London, the family, UK. When Baba says London, Baba means, Baba used to mean every foreign country, and Baba said London. But now Baba means the UK usually when he says London. So, everyone. So lots of love from Daddy too.